Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Let's have one more lesson on God's prophets. First, we should distinguish between their role in foretelling or speaking in a forthright way about present conditions and foretelling, predicting future events. Both were vital to the nation. Israel, unlike the Gentile nations, was God's timepiece. In grand style, he unfolded to them what he was doing before it came to pass. Then, we must think of their mode of communication. There were both writing and speaking prophets, some doing both. We also should notice their audiences. Moses, the greatest of the Old Testament prophets, addressed the whole nation. Later, after the nation was divided, some addressed the 10-tribed Israel in the north, and others spoke to Judah, while still others spoke to Gentiles, Jonah being the most famous. The prophets are also divided by their time of ministry, those before the Mesopotamian captivity, those during, like Ezekiel and Daniel, and those after their return to the land, like Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, called pre-exile, exile, and post-exile prophets. But most important is their message. There are four themes interwoven throughout the prophetic books. 1. Speaking to present needs, like Israel's lapses into idolatry or their lack of care for widows and the poor. 2. Warnings of approaching judgment if they didn't repent and return to the Lord. 3. The promise of a coming Messiah who would largely be rejected by the nation but become their sin-bearing lamb in his atoning death. 4. The ultimate triumph of God in restoring his people, defeating their foes, and establishing his king in a glorious eternal reign. As these prophecies are literally fulfilled, they prove beyond doubt that God's word is absolutely true.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.